all afternoon, we have been talking about the JonBenet Ramsey blockbuster information that has been broken this afternoon by CBS News about how they have found a guy in Thailand, of all places, who has been arrested as a suspect in the murder of then 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey. 10 years it's been.
She'd now be getting her driver's license.
Yeah, she'd be 16 years old now. The district attorney in Boulder, Colorado, Mary Lacey, says they have been working on this for several months. She didn't give any details, said they're going to have a news conference tomorrow afternoon. But our colleagues at CBS News say that the suspect is a 41-year-old second-grade teacher who's going to be brought back to the U.S. this weekend. They say that this man was already being held in Bangkok, Thailand, on unrelated sex charges. Joining us now is Charles Bosworth, Jr., former Post-Dispatch reporter and co-author with Cyril Wecht of a book called Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey that came out at the end of the summer in 1998, less than 2 years after that Christmas week 1996 crime. Charles, you got to be a little surprised this afternoon.
Paul, I think the operative word is flabbergasted.
Now, in the book that you wrote with Cyril Wecht, who was a forensic investigator, what conclusions did you come to at the time?
It was our conclusion that based on the weight of the evidence, of all the evidence that we had then, that this was more likely than not an inside job. We were unconvinced about the indications that there was an intruder, and we thought that the evidence that it was carried out by somebody inside the house, inside the family, was much more convincing. There was the 3-page ransom note, which was in itself just a remarkable document. No one leaves a 3-page ransom note of the sort that this was written on paper with a pen that was found in the house. So this was not something that a kidnapper brought into the house with him. There were so many elements that made it unlikely that that someone came into the house from the outside. Of course, there was evidence that everyone pointed to suggest the possibility of an intruder. There was a suitcase stacked close to a basement window that had been broken earlier. John Ramsey said he broke it once when he had forgotten his keys, and he got in that way. And I have stood right over that basement window, and it would be a very tight squeeze for an average-sized man to get through that window. But there was the suitcase by the window with some scratch marks on the wall as if someone had climbed in and out of the window. There was the unidentified shoe print in the room where JonBenet's body was found. There were some other forensic tidbits that were never matched up, and of course then there was the unidentified DNA found in JonBenet's underwear that was not matched to anyone that the police had investigated at the time.
When you say an inside job, you thought it pointed towards John Ramsey, the father.
We thought that given the evidence in the case, that was the most likely. Because the autopsy report makes it abundantly clear, and as you mentioned, Cyril Wecht, my co-author, is a forensic pathologist, not only a coroner and doctor, but also a lawyer. But we went through the autopsy report in minute detail, and it makes it clear to us that she was sexually abused over a fairly lengthy period.
At 6 years old, how
yes.
Disgusting.
Yes. She had been abused that night based on the physical and physiological evidence that the autopsy report revealed. And it was Cyril, it was his theory that she died as an unintended result of the sexual abuse, that there was that the garrote around her neck and some of the other things, that it was almost a bondage-type situation, and that the garrote was the accidental cause of her death, that this was not an intentional murder.
So react for us, if you will, to the Ramsey family attorney, Lynn Wood, who's quoted as saying in Atlanta that this arrest is vindication for John and Patsy Ramsey.
Well, I can certainly understand that that point of view. I think it's probably premature to say that unless they know more than we do, and that's certainly likely. We're hearing that that John and Patsy Ramsey both had known for some time, perhaps even a few months, that this suspect was under investigation. And of course, it's a sad fact here that Patsy died just a month before this arrest occurred. But we're told that they did know about this suspect, and they may know more about what the evidence is and what the intention is, by the authorities than we know at this point. But we certainly know that he is considered the prime suspect, and is should be back in the country within a few days.
When you were looking into the case back in the mid '90s, late '90s, was there a school teacher who was considered a suspect then?
I never heard that. There was a lot of speculation. There were dozens and dozens of potential suspects who were investigated. They went to great lengths to find out if there were any known sex offenders in the Boulder area that night, so that they turned over every rock they could find. Of course, they looked at anybody close to the family who would know how to get into the house, would know how to move about in the house, since it is kind of a complicated floor plan. It's been added on to several times, and especially the basement area where JonBenet's body was found was very difficult to navigate. So they turned over every rock they could to find any evidence of a sexual offender in the area who might have some connection to the family or might have been exposed to JonBenet and her family in some way. Of course, they're reporting now that the suspect under arrest in Thailand is at one time lived outside of Atlanta, where John and Patsy lived before they moved to Boulder, and then subsequently after all of this happened, they moved back to the Atlanta area.
I'm Paul Harris in the studio with Carol Daniel and Mike Grimm, and talking on the phone here with Charles Bosworth, Jr., former reporter for the Post-Dispatch and co-author in 1998 of Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey. We're getting the news this afternoon. We've been reporting it for the last 3 hours here on KMOX through CBS News that they have picked up a suspect in Bangkok, Thailand, a guy who apparently has some sort of connection to the family, but we're not exactly sure what that is at this point. But one of the things they say they have on him is that he has been sending emails out over the last several years talking about the JonBenet case, which is one of those things that criminals who think they've gotten away with something can tend to do, and that can come back to catch up with them because there is no statute of limitations on murder, right, Charles?
Absolutely.
Now, do you know anything about when this guy lived in Georgia? I guess it would be Conyers, Georgia.
I don't. There's different reports that, the Ramseys lived in Georgia until about 91 and then moved to Boulder for when John started his computer software company.
Mm-hmm.
And then they lived there until right after JonBenet's murder.
Okay, so if they moved in 91, that means that if this guy did know JonBenet, it would have been as an infant.
Yes,
because
right.
Because she was born in 1990, six years old when she was killed in 1996.
Right.
You said at the top of this that you and your co-author, Cyril Wecht, always said that this was an inside job. Expand on that a little bit, if you would.
Well, the ransom note, I think, is one of the primary things that made us believe that. It's a three-page handwritten note, three legal pad pages, written on paper that was found in the home with a pen that was also found in the home. At the time, the handwriting analyst said that it was written by a right-handed person using their left hand, which they said would have been an excruciating ordeal to block print the note the way it was, and that would have taken probably 20 to 30 minutes to do that. So you've got a kidnapper/murderer who is in a home and takes the time to look around for a piece of paper and a pencil, and then spends up to 30 minutes writing this very bizarre ransom note. And of course, there was no kidnapping, as we all know. She never left the house, and there were details in the note that we thought were very telling. The ransom demanded by the note was $118,000.
That's an odd number.
That's an extremely odd.
It's an even number, but it's odd that he would choose that number.
Right. It is, and I talked to a lot of FBI experts who said that's completely out of character for a ransom note. It's always $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million or whatever. but it was the amount of the bonus that John Ramsey had received from his company at the end of the year there in 1996. So that tied it to someone who knew the family, who knew enough about his finances to pick that number out.
Mm.
That was the only reason that number was used that anybody could come up with. There were characteristics in the note that some found to be very unusual. There were a lot of references and a lot of language that came out of movies and books, especially like the movie Ransom, which I just happened to watch again the other night. A lot of the, you know, if you talk to anybody, she dies. If you stop on the corner and pet a dog, she dies. I mean, it was that kind of language in the note. And what the experts were saying was that it was very much the effort of someone who was not a criminal trying to portray themselves as a criminal. And it opened with the phrase that I represent a small foreign faction. Which is completely ridiculous. No foreign faction ever refers to themselves as a small foreign faction.
Because to them, they're not foreign.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Mike's got a question for you, Charles.
Yeah. So we could say then, if let's just speculate for a moment, that this 41-year-old knew the family, maybe could have been an associate, that this, in essence, if he is the guy, could have been an inside job then.
It could have been. And I mean, it almost, you know, it has to be somebody who knew an awful lot about the family. This takes place on Christmas night, shortly, you know, sometime in the hours after they have returned home from a Christmas party at friend's house, not very far away. And JonBenet fell asleep in the car, was brought in and put right to bed, even in the clothes that she was wearing, according to the family. So this, you know, this would have been somebody who either, you know, one of the theories was that somebody had entered the house while the Ramseys were gone, and then had hidden in the house until everyone went to bed. That is so bizarre that we had a very difficult time seeing that as likely. And there were just too many other factors. You know, out of all of the people whose handwriting was analyzed for the ransom note, Patsy Ramsey was the only person who could not be excluded as the author. They could not say she did it, but they couldn't say she did not do it. And of course, that's not the kind of evidence that you base a conviction on, but it is certainly certainly an element of the case. And there were just so many factors that pointed to things happening on the inside. And then there was the Ramsey's conduct in the hours and days after this happened, which I think threw more suspicion on them. As we analyzed it, there were certainly a lot of things they did that you could see happening. A good friend of theirs was a former federal prosecutor, and as this happened in the first few hours, he went to them and said, "Look, the first thing you need to do is get yourself a good lawyer. The family is always the first person looked at. As the police say, you look at the in-laws before you look at the outlaws."
Yeah, well, while nobody was ever convicted of the crime, nobody was ever put up, I guess, as the prime suspect, there was lots of suspicion of the family. But now it is pointing towards this guy in Thailand, and we're going to get an update here in just seconds from CBS News. Charles, I thank you for your time this afternoon.
Glad to, Paul.
Charles Bosworth, Jr., co-author with Cyril Wecht of the book Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey, back in 1998. Lots of the things that they surmised at that time. If this is the guy that they've found him in Thailand, that would turn out to be wrong.